How often have you taken mescaline yourself?
I've taken mescaline twice and lysergic acid about 5 times, I suppose. I would like to take it about once a year, I think. But one doesn't... Most people that I know who take it have no desire to sort of fool with it and take it constantly. I mean, the thing, you take it too seriously to behave in this way towards it. You wouldn't want to wallow in it. I mean, you need a good deal of time to digest this, I think. I mean, I don't know, most people I know feel it, don't have any special desire to go on taking it. I mean, they would like to take it every 6 months or every year or something of that kind. But I still have to meet one who wants to take it constantly.
But isn't it a condition one would want to be in all the time?
You couldn't be in it all the time because it's... It is, so to say, beyond the level of biological efficiency. The world becomes so extraordinary and so absorbing that you couldn't cross the street without considerable risk of being run over. And you wouldn't want to do anything else because just experiencing this thing is so extraordinary.
Is the effect the same on everyone?
Statistically, about 70% of 75% probably get a good and positive, happy result from it. A certain percentage get no results, and a certain percentage get very unpleasant and hell-like results out of it, get very frightened. Mine were always positive. I didn't have what some people have, which is a great elaborate visions with the eyes closed. Some people have the most elaborate and circumstantial visionary experiences. I'm, with the eyes closed, I merely see sort of living geometries, but never any of these great landscapes and figures and architectures which some people see.
Do you sit or do you move about?
You spend a lot of time sitting quietly, looking at things, and getting these sort of strange metaphysical insights into the world.
Is it a habit-forming drug?
In most cases, it has no more hangover than 2 cocktails, and some people feel actually much better the next day. It's being used to some extent in therapy. There's a man here called Sanderson who uses it a lot. There are several people in America. And in Canada, there are several groups who've had very, very good results with alcoholism. Using LSD. And there's a new drug now, the psilocybin, which is derived from the Mexican mushroom, which is the same effect but doesn't last quite so long. And that is being used in France therapeutically with some success. Basically, you take a capsule of 400 milligrams, and the lysergic acid, you take this incredibly small dose of 100 gamma, which is 100 millionths of a gram, a 10,000th of a gram, 10th of a milligram, which is a homeopathic dose. It's perfectly extraordinary that it should have an effect. And in fact, it has an effect long after all traces of it have gone out of the body. It has an effect by triggering some, nobody knows exactly what. It probably inhibits one of the 27 enzymes which control the functioning of the brain. Either inhibits one or stimulates one, and I don't think anybody quite knows what it does. The intensity of the experience is entirely unlike any ordinary experience. But on the other hand, it quite obviously resembles spontaneous experiences certain artists and religious people have unquestionably had. It's an immense intensification of the world. Transfiguration of the external world into incredible beauty and significance. And it's also beyond this kind of aesthetic experience. There may be other experiences, a sense of solidarity with the universe, solidarity with other people. It's understanding of such phrases as you get in the book of Job, yea, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. This becomes quite comprehensible. This thing opens the door to these experiences, which can be of immense value to people. if they choose to make use of them, if they don't choose to. I mean, this is what the Catholics call a gratuitous grace. It doesn't guarantee salvation, or it's not sufficient and it's not necessary salvation, but if it can be collaborated with and used in an intelligent way, it can be immense help to people. The sense that in spite of everything, which of course is the ultimate, the ultimate mystical conviction, in spite of pain, in spite of death, in spite of horror, the universe is in some mysterious sense all right, capital A, capital R.